Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty 30.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to The Marquee Dirty 30. I am your host, Marquee Davis. And there has been a hiatus. I've been gone for about 2 weeks from both this show and Barracks Talk. I was attending weddings, people. Yes, two separate weddings. Well, one was a vow renewal, but it was pretty much a glamorous wedding. Both were beautiful and elegant, and I must say one was ghetto, and one was extremely Caucasian. So the dancing at one was a little suspect and questionable, and the dancing at the other was a little ghetto and ratchet. But I did have fun at both events. But I must opine on something real quick, okay, people? The first wedding I went to was between two single people. They had been dating for about 4 years before they decided to get married. Now, I have a quick question. Why does it take so long for these young couples nowadays to get married? I mean, they're staying together, they're doing everything together, and then they decide to get married 4 or 5 years down the road. I know, marriage is a huge undertaking, and it can be quite stressful. I've been married for, 10 years now, I guess? I don't remember. But I'll tell you one thing, marriage is beautiful, marriage is fun, and marriage is stressful. Very, very stressful. Remember a couple years ago when they were having that big debate on whether homosexuals could get married or not? I was always saying, you know, I don't care. If they want to deal with this headache, go ahead. Let them get married. Let them get married if they want to deal with this BS that we call marriage. Anyway, this is the Marquee Dirty 30. I am Marquee Davis. I told you where I've been for the last 2 weeks. But I want to let the new listeners know what this show is about. This show is my opinion piece. Yes, this is my doctorate thesis on everything that has beat me off throughout the week or that I find hilarious and I want to share with you guys or that I just want to talk about. And this is what this show is about. I am a veteran, Field Artillery 13 Delta, Field Artillery Tactical Datum System Specialist. I left the Army in 2014 after 10-ish years. And that's a little brief history on myself. So with that being said, let's hit some headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, 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 read all about it.
Okay, so unless you've been living in a total rock on a desert island with a horse with no name for a long time, you know about this James Comey thing and the President Trump and the leaking and the FBI firing and crack, 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 crack. All right, so the whole world on CNN, MSNBC, and other liberal stations had you believing that this was going to be Trump's impeachment beginnings, all right? But what really happened is that James Comey pretty much said, you know, I leaked a lot of stuff, and the investigation wasn't about Trump. It was about da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then people started trying to say that Senator McCain's questions were kind of crazy and all this other BS crap that was going on. I said before that this right here was a non-story, that people were blowing this out of proportion because they just wanted to see Trump fail. And that's pretty much what happened. They wanted to find something about Trump, about what he was doing, so that they can try to put a cloud over the president of the United States. I keep saying this over and over again. Let's start supporting him, whether we agree with him or not. Let's start supporting him because he is the president of the United States of America. I said the same thing with Obama, but, you know, a lot of you guys didn't listen. A lot of people still were upset with everything Obama did. And the thing is going to happen with Trump, you know, whether he continues this presidency and get another term. The same thing is going to happen. People are going to denounce things that he do, regardless of whether they agree with them or not, regardless of whether they're good for America or not. They're going to agree with it, disagree with it. That's just the way the presidency works. But what's funny to me is that we never ever talk about the senators or the congressmen. We forget how much power they actually have. We look at the president because it's one person. So it's one singular person that we can actually look at and blame and point the finger at. While Congress has a plethora of idiots in it, and, you know, the Senate is a huge cluster blank. And it's like we just can't seem to get some of these old heads out of the way. I can promise you right now, if you go into the Senate and talk to some of the older senators, they still think that Russia and the communist regime in Russia are still the number one threat to America, the USSR. They're probably still denouncing Fidel Castro in Cuba and talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because these guys are so deluded in themselves. They don't understand that America needs strong leadership in both the House and the Senate and the presidency. Those two work hand in hand. The Supreme Court just happens to jump in every once in a while when it finds something stupid to rule on, I guess, you know. Supreme Court's there just to make sure we all abide by the laws. But if you further read this headline, it's talking about how Trump tweeted after the testimony of James Comey. And he pretty much said that James Comey is a liar. And, you know, he fired him because of that, and that he was vindicated, a complete vindication. And Comey is a leaker. That's what Trump tweeted. Now, I'm scrolling down. And on the side, I see all this crazy stuff about Jessica Simpson. Who cares? Wonder Woman being banned in Lebanon and some other state. Who cares? Bush White House lawyer, Trump in serious legal jeopardy. I doubt it. You know, it's like they feed you headlines that make no sense. Oh, you won't believe these deals on women's dresses at Nordstrom. Oh, wow. I don't care. What I care about is what we're going to do to make America great again. And one thing that's funny is that Trump is actually doing some things that are making America great again. In the, how can I say this? He's doing it in the foreign realm, foreign policy. I had this argument the other day, and I was saying that Trump has great foreign policy. Right now, he's doing a fantastic job, you know, with the foreign policy. Even leaving the Paris Accord, you know, with the G7 summit, G8, whatever it is, the climate control summit crap. But he's doing a great job foreignly with foreign policy. I want to see what he does domestically. You know, that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting for the domestic policies to take form, and let's see what happens there. Not welfare, because for some reason, I think 98% of Americans believe that only minorities are on welfare when the statistics show differently, and that a lot of the welfare fraud comes from not the minority side of the welfare users, but the non-minority side of welfare users. That's the way I'll phrase that. Yeah. So let's go to another story. Let's see here. Oh, okay. I wonder if any of you guys read this about the Texas boy who died from dry drowning. See, this is kind of close to home because me and my kids just went swimming the other day. Just went to the pool and we had a good time. I have five children, for anyone who don't know. And we had a good time. But it says here that this four-year-old Texas boy died from dry drowning almost a week after his family went swimming at the Texas City Dike in Texas City. They called 911 because he stopped breathing. The child had shown symptoms that resembled a stomach bug for several days, including vomiting and diarrhea. And doctors found fluid in his lungs and around his heart. So that's what dry drowning is, okay? I mean, this is a really sad story. It says that even if a child ingests only a few gasps of water in a pool incident, he or she could be at the risk of experiencing dry drowning later. You might not witness your child inhale any pool water, but it's important to watch out for signs after an event that could cause dry drowning. That is what the medical director of Cleveland Clinic's Children Pediatric Emergency Department said in a 2015 interview. So this is a really sad story. Make sure you're watching your kids, people. You know, if you do have little children. You know, I had my son and he did, you know, gulp in a little bit of water. But, you know, I patted it out of him. He coughed it all up. So, but I will be monitoring him for the next couple of weeks to ensure that, you know, no incidents of this kind of dry drowning could happen to him. Because it's very sad. I mean, you don't think that things like that can happen to you until they happen to you. You know, and that's just one of the sad parts of life, is that you have to try to anticipate everything, but you can't. You cannot anticipate everything. Now let's go on to a little brighter news here. I've been watching the NBA finals here. So if you don't know, if you have no idea, if you don't even care, I'll let you know what's going on, okay? So LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are facing the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. This has been a really good series so far because the playoffs were kind of a letdown, you know, and everybody was expecting Cleveland to come in and do great things and prove that last year wasn't a fluke, that they came back from being down 3-1 and won the NBA championship. Now, again, NBA players, NFL players, baseball players are millionaires, and I could really care less about them or what they do. But it is so funny to see grown men on Facebook cheering for another grown man. I'm telling you, go on to Facebook and scroll down your timeline. You might see a couple of arguments about whether or not LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. And then you have people that say, no, it's Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Then you have old heads say something like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, or Larry Bird, or Lou Alcindor. You know, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar people. But this series right now is 3-0. Golden State Warriors are destroying the Cleveland Cavaliers at every turn. They are making it like it is a high school varsity team versus the MVPs of the league. That's how these games are looking. In game three, Kevin Durant just kind of killed anything Cleveland Cavaliers had in their heart. He shot a three-pointer that just utterly just destroyed the whole city. And it's funny because Atlanta had the same kind of meltdown, yeah, in the Super Bowl. We won't talk about that because I am a huge Atlanta Falcons fan. And after the Super Bowl, I was kind of depressed. I really was. I love sports, people. Sports are amazing. It's a form of modern-day gladiatism. I made that word up. Gladiatism. Gladiators? Should I just say their modern form of gladiators? Should I just say that? But I like gladiatism better. So they are modern gladiators entertaining us using violence and skill in most part. Football is a violent sport. You got people hitting each other and, you know, destroying each other in a Coliseum-shaped bowl. What they say, if you don't change, history is bound to repeat itself, something like that. So as you see, history has repeated itself. Instead of us having swords and lions attacking people in a dome, we have them killing each other with helmet-to-helmet contact. Yes. And I don't care if you guys don't like sports out there. I'm talking sports because we never talk sports. And what's funny is that as veterans, every morning before PT, we will talk sports, either college football, NBA basketball, pro football, soccer. It doesn't matter what sport it was. We would talk sports. My last First Sergeant Wilkerson, his favorite team was the Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, Alabama, college football. And whenever Alabama came close to almost losing, we would heckle the mess out of him. I am a Georgia UGA fan through and through. And he would always bring up, well, what have y'all done lately, UGA? And we've done nothing. UGA has done absolutely nothing. But he would always heckle any fan of any other college sport, well, football team that wasn't Alabama, Roll Tide. And so the year that Alabama lost the national championship to Ohio State, oh, man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We clowned him all morning. I mean, we were running, still clowning him. You know, we had Ohio State fans singing the Ohio State, the Ohio State University's fight song. I hate that college. I do not like Ohio State University. Their fans are so. Their fans are worse than Alabama fans. They're worse than Florida State University fans and the Gator fans. Ugh. College football, people. Yes, I am talking college football here on the Marquee Minute, here on DVRadio.net. Right before Barracks Talk, you have me, Marquee Davis. Boom, bam, bow, bow, bow. Yes. I'm excited to be back, people. I love this. I love talking to you guys and interacting with you guys here on the DVRadio.net chat log for the show. But I'm going back to sports because I just want to talk sports. Baseball is going on right now. for guys and gals out there who didn't know that the baseball season was starting. And like always, it doesn't matter. No one watches baseball anymore. It's such a slow sport. Why are we even so fascinated with baseball? When is football coming back? Oh, right now they're having the OTAs and all of that good stuff. And I'm just getting ready for the football season, because I know right now the Falcons are going to be back in the Super Bowl. You heard it first here on the Marquee Dirty 30 on DVRadio.net that the Falcons will be back in the Super Bowl. DV Google, you can shut up with that Patriot crap, because I know the Falcons are going to be back. And if they do face the Patriots, we are not going to melt down like we did last year. All right, guys, you have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And after we come back, when we come back, I want to talk about all of these colleges having these diversified commencements. What? You're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net.
The wait is finally over.
Oh my.
Do you want to show that you're a bacon-eating, gun-toting, crazy bastard while drinking on the go? Then head over to mydvstore.com and grab the new DV Travel Mug today. It's a 16-ounce steel mug with a threaded snap-fit lid. So drink on the run and show you're a true DV with the new Travel Mug today, only at mydvstore.com.
Do you love me? Do you need me?
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. And as I teased before the break, there is some crazy stuff going on with these millennials nowadays, and you know how I feel about millennials. But now they're having diversity commencement speeches and commencement ceremonies for graduates at some of these universities, notably Harvard, probably the most liberal of all colleges and universities in the United States, if I must say so myself, but they pretty much are. So let's look at this story. I'm not going to get too deep into it because, you know, I want to talk to DV Google about this on Barracks Talk. So that's another tease for you. I want you all to hear what she has to say about this. But I'm going to give you a quick little sneak peek at what I feel about this. Let me clear my throat. This is stupid. Absolutely stupid. Now, I was saying that here in Massachusetts at Harvard, Mark Zuckerberg gave a speech. But 2 days earlier, there was another graduation at Harvard for the black graduate students. What? We're having two separate commencement speeches and commencements and graduations for race? The hell is going on? Let's see. At Emory and Henry College in Virginia, they had an inclusion and diversity year-end ceremonies for the LBGT community at their school. They had an inaugural first generation graduation with inspirational speeches, a process, and the awarding of torch pins. Some of the ceremonies have also taken on a sharper edge, with speakers adding an activist overlay to the more traditional sentiments about proud families and bright futures. This is stupid. As you'll hear later on in Barracks Talk, when me and DV Google talk about this, and probably DV Recoil and Six might have something to say. I know Bone is going to have something to say. But this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Back in the 60s, we had African Americans such as MLK and Medgar Evers dying and marching and getting attacked by dogs just so that we could go to the same schools. By we, I mean African Americans, can go to the same schools as the white people here in America. But now you want to diversify it again for what reason? What sense does that make? That doesn't have an all-inclusive feel to America, because you're now diversifying your graduations from superior universities and the higher learning facilities. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. one of the dumbest. I've heard some pretty dumb. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. It makes no sense how you've let your ancestors, by ancestors, I mean African-Americans, fight and fight and fight and get kicked off of buses so that they can have equal rights just to use the same bathroom as the other race here in America. I'm so sick and tired of race relations and us always having to bring this up and always having to talk about the race relations here in America. Why can't we just see ourselves as Americans? Why can't we just do things the patriotic way? Now, I'm not going to get into that sense of national pride thing, because now even that has a negative connotation and tone to it today. When you say national pride, people bring up the images of Hitler and things of that nation and nationalism and things of that nature. It's just so sickening how we can just try to take anything and just poop on the history of the United States. The same thing that goes back to the to these Confederate statues being taken down. They're just pooping on the history of the United States. If you don't know your history, you'll never learn from it. And then guess what you're going to do? Repeat it. And right now, only thing I'm seeing is a repeat of history. Since we want to get rid of any fact that might have been around, you know, we're now pooping on the legacies of Martin Luther King and the other civil rights patriots by trying to diversify commencement speeches and graduations at these illustrious universities. We are now just completely defecating on the legacy of these historic, iconic figures in the United States. Think about it. If this was 1948, I would not be on the show with DV6, DV Google, Recoil, SRP, or Boner Wood. If you do not know this, I am the only black guy on the show. I would not be on the show with them. I would not be on the radio on DVRadio.net with them. Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have even been in a unit with white people to begin with when I was in the military. Because if you think about it, during that time, the military was still segregated. It's just so sickening to think that these young bastards, they are so entitled. They believe that, oh, since, I happen to be one of the only 45 black people to attend this university this year, that I should have my own special graduation ceremony for my family to attend. I want my entire family to see that I am pro-black. You're not being pro-black. You're not being pro-Hispanic. You're not being pro-Asian. You're not being pro-LGBT by separating each other. You have to be inclusive if you want to be America. Why do you think they call America the great melting pot? When you melt things together, let's go with cheeses. When I got Gouda and I got a blue cheese crumble, I got some sharp American cheese, I got some other type of goat cheese, I put them all in a pot together and I melt them, guess what happens? They become one cheese. This isn't the United States of black people on the East Coast, Mexican people on the South Coast, and we got whites in the middle, and we got Asians all the way on the West Coast. No, it's the United States of America. From Georgia to Florida to Arizona to North Dakota to South Dakota to Oregon, we are one nation. So why do we got to keep trying to diversify ourselves? Why do we have to continue to think that by being separate, we are actually doing ourselves a favor? That is not how the business world works. Think about it. I watched this commercial the other day. It's a Ford commercial, some new SUV they have. And they had three black women on it. You know, one was a pilot. One, I guess, was a ballet dancer or, physicist or some crap. I was watching the commercial. I was like, oh, man, this must be, you know, some type of hair product commercial. Simply because of the way the commercial was. They had their hair out, you know, in a natural Afro kind of centric way. They were being strong, black, independent women, you know. And they had the background lady, I guess, whoever was talking, was saying things like, you know, I can do whatever I want to do. I'm just this, and I'm that, I'm this. And then at the end of the commercial, it says Ford, and you see them all walking to the same Ford SUV. What? Who is that selling to? No one. If you would have had an Asian lady in the commercial, if you had would have had a Hispanic lady in the commercial, a white lady in the commercial, it would have made the same point. You're trying to sell these cars to women. But now you're trying to sell these cars to specifically black women. Why? Why? What kind of sense did that commercial make? Oh, I'll tell you what it made. It made sense back in the 60s and the 50s when you were doing separate things to appeal to separate people. If anyone doesn't remember UPN, the Urban something television network, that was catering to black people. That's what the whole station was, a station for black folks. Had Moesha on there. You had Martin on there. You had reruns of Sanford and Son and reruns of the Jeffersons and, you know, different strokes. You had a whole bunch of black shows on there, and it was going to cater to black folk. You know what I'm saying? They had the hot chicken and waffles commercials, you know. Hey, come on down and get your hot chicken and waffles out here. Oh, here. It was only on UPN. What? I'm so sick and tired of this. I was born in 1986, okay? Where my mother went to high school at, it was still segregated until the 80s. I mean, you know, they went to the same classes and everything, but they still had the permanent fixture of the white-only decals over the water fountains. They just didn't remove them. You still had the same people, you know, talking down to black folks and other minorities in Southern Georgia at that time in the 80s. Okay? You still have people nowadays who believe that white folks out to get black folks. Black folks ain't nothing but thugs. You know what I'm saying? If you watched, what was it, the riots that were going on in Boston a couple years ago up in, I believe it was Boston, up north, somewhere in the northeast. Every time you saw it on the news, they were, because it was black people rioting, they were saying, you know, these thugs. Look at these thugs. That's what the media does. Look at these thugs, you know? And then you have people on social media saying, well, you know, back when this hockey team lost and they rioted, no one called them thugs, but they were doing more damage. Ah, man, I'm telling you, the racial bias in this country has to stop. We have to understand that we are one people. We fight together. We work together. We sleep together. We make babies together. Yes, I read a story the other day about one of my girls, one of the friends I went to high school with. She has biracial kids. She's a white girl. And she has biracial kids with a black guy. Then she has like 4 or 5 kids. You know, she takes great care of her kids. You know, she works her butt off to make sure her kids are taken care of. She went back to school, back to college, and got her degree, and is working on her master's right now to make sure her kids are taken care of. But yet and still, you have people messaging her talking about her biracial kids and how that's an abomination to God. This is 2017, people. We have cell phones. We have cars that can tell you which lane you're supposed to be in and cameras and stuff like that. We have drones that can fly over and deliver packages from Amazon. But yet and still, you can't get past the color of someone's skin. You have to have separate freaking college graduations because you want to try to make everyone happy. Everyone is happy when we're all included at the same time at the same event. If I go to school and I'm in college with an Asian dude and we're best buddies, but we don't graduate together because he has to go to the Asian graduation and I have to go to the black graduation, what kind of sense does that make? This is not 1953. If you all haven't realized, I'm really getting sick and tired of the race relations in this country. Every time a black guy does something or gets killed by a cop, we have to dig deep into their history and background to see what kind of criminal they were. The thing that happened on the United Airlines flight when the Asian doctor got kicked off because he paid for his flight, but they didn't want him to have the flight, so they took him off. Guess what happened? They went and immediately started digging into his background to see what kind of person he was. It doesn't matter what kind of person he was. He got kicked off of a flight that he rightfully paid for and should have been on. I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do. I honestly do not know how we're going to solve this problem. But I'm going to calm down and I'm going to get prepared for Barracks Talk, which is coming up right after this show. So stay tuned for that. You get to hear more of my lovely voice. You also get to hear DV6, DV Google, DV Recoil, SRP, whoever's on the show tonight, and a special guest, which I don't know. I don't get the itinerary ahead of time. So, with that being said, you have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. Stay tuned next week where I'm pretty sure something else is going to pee me off and I'm just going to go on a rant and a tirade and sound like a 1980s wrestler throughout the entire show. You have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30. I am your host, Marquee Davis, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Barrack Talk coming up right after these breaks.
Radio. Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33rd.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis. And for those tuning in for the first time, I will let you know right now that this show was pretty much about my feelings on things that are happening in the news around the world. So, with that being said, let's hit some headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra.
All right, so if you guys have not heard, President Trump fired his FBI director, James B. Comey. We talked about that last week. We know this happened, okay? But then President Trump went and did something that I don't think anybody was expecting. He told the Russian officials in the Oval Office that the firing of his FBI director had relieved great pressure on him, and he said that he was a real crazy nut job. A real nut job. He was crazy. And then I guess the Russians asked him, was he under investigation or something like that? And Trump said that I'm not under investigation. So I don't really know what to say about this or how to feel about this. I mean, the president has the right to fire any FBI director he really wants to, any, you know, administrator under the umbrella of the executive branch that he wants to. So I have no problem with him firing him. Talking to other government heads of state or officials about a person's mental capacity that you allow to stay there on the job, though, that's something that's a little, you know, okay, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you shouldn't have had these many leaks in the White House. I don't understand how this administration is having so many leaks. What is going on? Do they have no OPSEC at all in the White House? I mean, how in the world did anyone even find this out unless the Russians told, which I'm pretty sure they probably didn't. But it's another leak that is embarrassing the president of the United States. Now, granted, you know, I want Donald Trump to succeed because if he succeeds, America succeeds. You have a lot of people here in America who wants him to fail. If he fails, then America has failed. Recently, we had someone, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now, but a senator come to the, a congressman come to the floor and call for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Do they not understand that impeaching the president shows that the country chose the wrong person and that now we are regretting it? It puts a blemish on the United States. I've never been a fan of the impeachment process. I understand why it's there, but I don't think Donald Trump has really done anything impeachable yet. And I say yet because, hey, I said it when Obama was president. I don't think he's done anything impeachable yet. But you'll have people that'll defend Donald Trump to the end of the world. They'll defend him for anything. I got a clip here I want to play. Hey, I want you to go ahead and play clip two. Anderson Cooper is talking with one of his Republican contributors on AC360. You'll hear it. I'm going to play that clip now.
I don't care what he says to the Russian prime, to the Russians. I mean, he's the president of the United States. If he wants to say that, Barack Obama wants to say whatever. Right. If George Bush says, I looked in his eyes.
If he took
and
a dump on his desk, you would defend it.
Say it.
the contributor just started laughing. You hear that? I mean, Anderson Cooper said he could take a dump on his desk and you would defend it. We have a lot of people like that here in America. But we had that with Obama and we had it with Bush as well. And we had it with Roosevelt, and we had it with Hoover, and we had it with Washington and Jefferson, and Madison, and Jackson, and Van Buren. All right. You have people who are going to defend their president no matter what. And I think that's the way America should be. Nah, okay, not no matter what. But, you know, we should be in defense of our president if someone attacks him, just like we would if, you know, another country attacked us. We would be in defense of America. I really don't understand why we have so much hatred towards the president of the United States. He is the president. He won the electoral vote. We should just get over it and try to back him up as much as possible. Give him the support of the country instead of following his Twitter and trying to belittle him every single step of the way. Just today, I was reading that Donald Trump tweeted about his visit to Saudi Arabia, and Twitter blasted him. I don't know what was said. I was just reading, you know, some of the articles on it, but it's just, why? I know he is the Twitter president. I'm doing air quotes here. The Twitter president. He loves to tweet. That's what he does. That's what he does. He tweets. Okay, so let's see. Let's continue on with the story. I'm getting the story from the New York Times here. So, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt how some of you, you know, alternative factors out there. But it goes on to say that the comments represented an extraordinary moment in the investigation, which centers in part on the administration's contacts with Russian officials. A day after firing the man leading that inquiry, Mr. Trump disparaged him to the Russian officials. So the day after firing Comey, who was investigating Trump, Trump then goes and talks about him in a bad way, calling him crazy and a nut job, to the Russian officials when Trump was being investigated about his ties with Russia. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist, but this does sound a little fishy here. Oh, man. But you know, one thing that I did find quite hilarious is that we know that, you know, there are no aliens in Area 51, because if there were, guess who would tweet about it? Donald Trump. We would already know. We would already know all of the secrets that the land has to offer because of Donald Trump's Twitter fingers. All right, let's move on. Okay, so if you listen to Barrett's talk, I think about 2 weeks ago, me and Bo Wood got into it about them removing a statue in the dark of night with masks and, you know, police and every other thing like that around down there in New Orleans. Well, they just took down General Lee. The last Confederate statue has been removed in New Orleans, and that would be the statue of General Robert E. Lee. Now, General Robert E. Lee, if you do not know, he was the general for the Confederate Army who fought the North. Now, I'm not going to get into an argument about whether it's right or wrong, because I could care less. Put up a statue, take it down. Who cares? Put it in a museum. I really don't care anymore. Some people say it's heritage. Some people say it's history. Some people say it's racist. I don't care. Okay? We don't have slaves in America now because we fought that really devastating war of the Civil War. If you dig into your history books, you'll see that the majority of the people who fought on the Confederate side were not slave owners. No, they were not. Now, many of the leaders of the Confederate side were slave owners, and slavery was big in the cotton picking population, you know, for the economy of the South, things of that nature, you know. But that doesn't really justify taking down these statues. I mean, if they've been there for a good while, I really can't find a date when this one put up, but if they've been there for, leave them there. Leave them there so that they can be a standing reminder of what America was and what America is now. Don't ignore your history. Don't ignore the fact that it happened. When you have someone that's talking about racist issues or racism, I always go back to the 60s and the 70s of the civil rights era. I never go back towards the slavery era. Simply because, not like it was that long ago, but because it was a different mindset at that time. They used slaves in order to increase the economy. I know people are going to give me some backlash about that, but that's what happened. Slave power, manual labor of slaves were used to increase the economy of the entire United States at that time. When I talk about racial issues, I always refer back to the 60s during the civil rights era. Simply because it was only, what, 50 years ago, 50-ish years ago? You know, and it was just because your skin is black, I don't want you in my facility. That's pretty much what it was. Whereas slavery was a means of economic development. Though a terrible means. Understand, I'm not justifying slavery at all. It's a terrible means of getting labor done. But it was used during that time for the economy. So, that being said, another statue has been taken down in New Orleans. Let's see what else we got here that's funny. Well, nothing's really funny in the news. The news is pretty much a sad, sad, sad world. Like, there's never anything extremely popular or positive coming out of the news cycle. It's all just sad stuff. Really sad stuff. Or stuff that'll just pee you off. Like this story here. The Colorado governor has pardoned a felon to stave off deportation to Cuba. What? What? I'm going to read you this article. Okay, here we go. Colorado's governor on Friday pardoned a Cuban immigrant for an armed robbery he committed 19 years ago in an effort to stave off the man's deportation after immigration authorities detained him following a judge's ruling that he should no longer be in prison. The pardon came from Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, go figure, was the latest twist in the saga of Rene Lima Marion, 38. He came to the U.S. as a toddler as part of the 1980 Mariel boat lift from Cuba and had legal residency until it was revoked after his 2000 criminal conviction. He was sentenced to 98 years in prison for the robbery, but he was mistakenly paroled from Colorado State Prison in 2008. I'm going to let you just soak that in real quick. Armed robbery, legal status removed because of the criminal conviction in 2000, sentenced to 98 years, mistakenly paroled from Colorado State Prison in 2008. First of all, how do you mistakenly parole someone? How do you get the names and the Social Security number or the, EITN number that they get other individual? How do you mistake 98 years for armed robbery? That's the first issue. Now, the second issue is why to pardon this convicted armed man, assuming they had video or more than one person's eye testimony, an eyewitness testimony about him robbing this place. Please, someone help me. Help me understand how this governor, a Democrat, by the way, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, can pardon a convicted armed robber just so he won't get deported back to Cuba. What sense does this make? How does this make you feel? Think about the DNA evidence we have nowadays that has overturned convictions for convicted murderers and rapers. But those guys don't get pardoned, or they won't get another chance because their appeals have ran out. Read a story the other day about a guy who, through some help of some legal agency, was found to not have committed a rape back in the 70s or 80s, one of those decades. And they wouldn't overturn his conviction because his appeals had ran out, so they couldn't go to trial, even though there was new evidence. Governor didn't pardon him. Can't remember what state it was in, but that governor didn't pardon him. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness, man. I don't know. Some days I just wonder what's wrong with the political system. Not the political system. Let me rephrase that. What's wrong with the politicians here in America? Why do we believe that we have to be the saviors of everyone in the world? Why have we never just put America first and actually looked out for American interests? That goes for Donald Trump, too. Right now, I don't see how a $100 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia is putting America first. I could understand if he was using that $100 billion to help fix up the streets and the roadways, or develop schools for, you know, inner city youth, or, you know, going somewhere and hiring more teachers, or hiring more police officers or firefighters or service members, giving a pay raise to the American Armed Forces instead of that 3%. Is it still 3%? I think it's still 3%. 3% that we used to get every year. Going to save the world one armed robber at a time. We are going to pardon him so he doesn't have to go back to the tough neighborhoods of Cuba. 2017 years ago, he was convicted. Convicted. And then mistakenly paroled in 2008. How do you parole an armed robber? That's what happens when you have a privatized prison system in a country where we have everything. It's just sad. It's really, really sad. All right, with that, we'll take a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you this hilarious story about an Indian woman cutting off somebody's genitalia. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net.
You're tuned in DV Radio on DVRadio.net, or by searching DV Radio on your TuneIn app on your favorite mobile device, where the fuckery never ends.
The wait is finally over.
Oh my.
Do you want to show that you're a bacon-eating, gun-toting, crazy bastard while drinking on the go? Then head over to mydvstore.com and grab the new DV Travel Mug today. It's a 16-ounce steel mug with a threaded snap-fit lid. So drink on the run and show you're a true DV with the new Travel Mug today, only at mydvstore.com.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis. Stay tuned after this broadcast for Barracks Talk with me, Marquee Davis, DV6, Boner Wood, DV Google, DV Recoil, and SRP. I don't know who's going to be on the show, but we are the main host of that program here on DVRadio.net. Now, as I teased before, I want to tell you this quick story about an Indian woman who cut off the genitalia of her rapist, a Hindu holy man. See, the woman is 23 years old and said the 54-year-old Hindu religious teacher raped her for years and cut off his genitalia in defense. Now, if you guys don't know this, in India, rape is like a big thing. Women are deemed, you know, lower than swine over there. They're not very highly looked upon in India. So rape is one of those things that happens a lot in India. The district police chief, I can't say his name, I'm going to try, G. Sparjan Kumar, told the AFP news agency, this is coming from Al Jazeera, by phone, that the suspect repeatedly visited the victim's house to perform rituals for her father's health. So she would go there and, you know, get stuff done so that her father's health could improve. And I guess he would rape her. And so she finally had enough of it, and she used a knife in her defense and cut off his genitalia. Now, this is going to lead me into this story here in America about the Supreme Court ruling in veterans' favor in closely watched divorce settlement cases. So here's a little background on it, okay? In 1991, a court awarded Sandra Howell half of her Air Force veteran husband John Howell's retirement pay when the couple divorced. However, after becoming aware in 2005 that he was eligible for disability benefits, John, he only received 20% disability rating from the VA, But his wife wanted the money she had been getting from his retirement pay if he had not opted for the disability pay. Okay? So the Arizona Supreme Court upheld her claim in its interpretation of the Uniform Service Former Spouses Protection Act, which is a law that regulates how men are divided up after a divorce. Well, the Highland, the Supreme Court, overturned that ruling. They said that until 2003, disabled veterans had to select either their full retirement compensation from the Department of Defense or the VA disability benefit with a reduced retirement annuity. This penalty became known as the VA offset. Many of us know. So she lost the case. She lost the case. And shown that a lot of the dependers out there, yeah, I use the word depender, should know that they are entitled, are not entitled, I say it again, are not entitled, I say it one more time, are not entitled to the service fee payment. As you heard earlier, as I said, if he would have been receiving his retirement payment, she was granted that. But she is not granted the $125 disability payment. Now, this goes, you know, back to when we served. Think about all of the military spouses that you had that thought that they had the rank of their spouse. They thought they had the same privileges and the same requirements as their spouse. They never attended basic training. They never attended AIT or individual training in their particular job or MOS. They never attended any of the special schools such as Airborne, Air Assault, Rangers. They never went to any field problems. They never went overseas to fight in Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, World War II, none of that. But they felt like they were entitled to the same privileges. VA disability is something that is given to a service member because they are disabled because of their service to the country. How are you entitled to half of my disability? You don't wake up every morning with your back in agony or your knees flaring or your PTS going off because a siren went off or you heard a rocket, you know, one of those little bottle rockets pop off from some neighborhood kids. No. But you think you are entitled to half of that disability payment. Thank you, Supreme Court, for ruling in favor of the veterans. Now, I have nothing against spouses at all. I have nothing against them. They do a great service. They have to deal with a lot of the BS that a lot of us veterans go through or are dealing with, such as our mental disabilities, you know, such as our physical disabilities. But if you choose to leave that veteran, male or female, and you don't want to deal with the disability, how are you entitled to veteran? Thank you, Supreme Court. Thank you very much. Now, going back to the Indian lady who cut off the genitalia of the Hindu priest. Yeah, I'm going to move away from that. I'm not going to connect the two. I don't want to start a firestorm here. I'm not going to connect the two. No Lorena Bob is going on around in his place. But let's think about this, okay? Let's go back to having when the soldier's spouse thinks that they are the same rank as the soldier. I've had plenty of times where a colonel's wife or a senior NCO's wife would tell me that them because they their husband or their wife is a colonel over here at this brigade or a first sergeant over here at this unit. And I would politely tell them, ma'am, you do not have that rank. It happened to me a couple of times while I was on gate guard as a punishment down at Fort Stewart. Yes, I used to get punished a lot. I do have an Article 15 under my belt, people. What's the old saying? You won't make Sergeant Major unless you got a couple Article 15. But sitting there on gate guard and a colonel's wife, lieutenant colonel, by the way, his wife pulls up and I check her ID and she's like, you're not going to salute me? And I respectfully told her, ma'am, I am not going to salute you because you are not the service member. You're not the colonel. You are. I will not salute you. And I do apologize if this offends you. But here's the name of my first sergeant and my commander and my sergeant major. and here's the name of my colonel that you can call if you have a problem with what I'm saying. Well, she called. And I was in somebody's office. I'm not going to say the colonel's name. And he looked at me and he said, Specialist Dave from being demoted to E2 in Iraq in 2009. So, but he said, Specialist Davis, why didn't you salute this woman? I looked at his face because I looked at my first sergeant. I looked at my commander at the time. And I looked at him. And I said, sir, what has she done to get a hand salute rendered to her for driving through a gate? Sir, I will not render a hand salute to anyone who was not a commissioned officer in the United States military. He looked at me and he said, he knew what the answer was. You know, I guess he was just doing it for show. Because that's who was her husband. Because for some reason, her husband thought that I was in the wrong. And he's lucky that it wasn't Sergeant Davis, because Sergeant Davis would have cursed him up and down the fucking floor. I cursed again this show. But again, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the veterans because this is huge, people. This is, think about it if they hadn't ruled in favor of veterans in this. And then next thing you know, you would have a slew of former spouses going to the VA to get their half of the benefits. They're half of the monthly disability benefits that they are not really entitled to. I mean, I know you were there while your husband deployed. I know you were there while your wife was running PT, but you did not run those miles of PT. You did not have to dodge mortars and grenades and things of that while you were deployed. I know a lot of soldiers didn't have to do that, but still, you know, I'm the emphasis here. I'm trying to rile up the troops, you know. Oh, man. This is actually making me feel pretty good. Not that I'm saying I'm going to divorce my wife at any time. No, she's a lovely woman. I'm not going there with her. But, you know, just in case, so we know what's going on, you know, just in case. Oh, man, I thought that was pretty good. Pretty good on the part of the Supreme Court. I'm starting to like this pick that Donald J. Trump has picked for the Supreme Court. We'll see. We'll see. All right. So if you have not been on social media lately, I have something I want to rant about extremely quick. Him. If you haven't heard about it, Google it. It's to have an outfit that's called a rump woman hat. Okay. But for men, it's like a onesie, short set, summer thing. Why would a man want to wear that? Why would a man want to wear that? I'll tell you why right now. Because of the femininity, I just made that up. If it's not a word, I don't care. The femininity of the men in America. Men don't work with their hands anymore. We don't plow yards. We don't chop down trees. No, every man wants to be a stockbroker or, you know, work on some internet something or sit at home and sell bitcoins or something like that. They don't go out and get their hands dirty. I bet you right now, most guys under the age of 25 do not know how to change oil. Do not know how to change a tire. It is so sad. And I know right now in the chat room, somebody's going to say, you know, oh, well, I learned how to change my tire when I was 12. My daddy showed me how to change my tire. Well, good for you. I'm talking about these millennial idiots who don't know how to do anything with their hands. Today, while we was at my son's football game, I changed the tire of one of the other players' moms because she didn't have a man there to help her, I guess. She didn't know how to do it. You know, she literally did not know how to do it. So my two-year-old was sitting there with me, handing me the pieces I needed to change the tire. So I was talking to him, showing him how, he could barely talk, but I was showing him how to change the tire. And I don't believe it's too early of an age to show somebody how to change a tire. I'm going to show him again when he gets older, you know. But it was so funny to me that I'm sitting here showing my, when I'm pretty sure there's a guy here who's around 17, 18, 19, 20 years old that does not know how to change a tire, that does not know how to check their oil or change their oil. It's sad. It really is sad. Because now if you look at this rump him thing that's going around on the interwebs, you have men dressing in female attire. Now, they may be catchy to the eye and there might be a reason as to why they want to wear them, you know, and it might be easier to wear. Some people are comparing them to prison jumpsuits, and other people are comparing them to mechanics coveralls. But you understand that mechanics coverall is there to cover whatever you're wearing so it doesn't get dirty. All right. I'm done with that. You have been listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. Stay tuned for Barracks Talk, where you're going to have me. Yes, I'm going to be on the show tonight. You're going to have DV6, DV Google, DV Recoil, Boner Wood, and SRP. Hopefully, I guess. I don't really know. Thank you again for listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DV.
Radio.